You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, Rocket can. I know what I'm doing. I'm going to fit in here for one more hour. It's a four-hour show. Where the hell did 3 hours go already? I don't know. I can't get it back. There's no time machine. There's one thing I know about life. When the time is gone, you don't get it back. And so I'm going to enjoy this next hour. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. We opened up the show talking about Arch Manning, the $280,000 spent by Texas to help just recruit this man, in addition to eight others. $17,000 lunch, $10,000 for Topgolf, almost $40,000 for a fancy steak dinner. Okay, must be nice. We talked about Justin Herbert, the cartilage fracture that he has, and then he threw a touchdown with it. He's day-to-day, so good. They don't play again, they being the Chargers. They're not in action again until the following Sunday, September 25th, against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we talked about other injuries. Chris Godwin and his hammy. Mac Jones, his back is fine. Jamal Adams is out for the season. Jameis Winston, he says his back is okay, even though he felt all the pain in the world. Ryan Fitzpatrick, he was upset. And Tom Brady says, Tom Brady didn't respect me when I played. And we talked about some of the other games taking place this Sunday. I told you that I'd love to see Seattle and San Francisco. Can't wait to see Miami and Baltimore. Sunday night, we got Chicago at Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers, he relishes every opportunity to beat up on the Bears. His record against the Bears is 23-5. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say about their rivalry.
I love the history of this game, and when I got to the squad, Chicago was beating us on the all-time record, and now we're up by 8, I believe. So that does mean a lot to me.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers does keep up with history, because he's correct. The Packers now lead the all-time series 103-95. And out of these 203 meetings, they've tied 6 times. So Aaron Rodgers and the receivers that he hates, you'll have a chance at home against the Bears. The rest of this hour, I'm going to get to your phone calls, talk to you about the games that you want to see. I do want to talk about Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns. Everybody is just starting to push him, trying to push him out the door. Is it going to work? That's to be seen. So we have more to do before I get the hell up on out of here. 855-212-4CBS. Right now, we got Lou calling from Rochester, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, hi, JR. I think that the Bucs game against the Saints is interesting because Brady did not play particularly well in that second half in last game in Dallas. And it looked like Father Time finally might be catching up with him some. He did have some waffle duck type throws and seemed pained, as Collars said. And it would be interesting to see if Father Time really has buddied up with them, and the score wouldn't even matter as much, because then the season would just be a Custer's last stand type, and our friend Fitzpatrick might have some pity for Tommy for staying too long.
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick made his feelings known. He felt that Tom Brady did not respect him. And the only way that we'll figure out and see, and thank you, Lou, for calling from Rochester, the only way that we're going to see if Tom Brady still has it this season is to watch him play games. And sure, he didn't have the greatest of games this past Sunday night against the Cowboys. He also didn't have the worst of games. And so are we going to expect him to be, all season long? I don't think so. But it'd be a hell of a story. It'd be a hell of a way to go out if Tom Brady stunk the majority of the season, if he did not play up to his own standards and expectations on his way out the door. Let's think about this. Earlier this season, he's eliminated by the eventual Super Bowl champion Rams. He takes time. There's controversy around him retiring. Oh, he didn't retire. He's not going to retire. And then 3 days later, we get a formal retirement. 40 days later, Tom Brady returns. Feels that he got rushed into a decision. And now, you know, he has unfinished business. He owes it to the team because of how close they were. Comes to training camp. Disappears for 2 weeks. Everyone says that it was pre-planned. And then the rumors start coming up about trouble in paradise in his own relationship. Every day there's a new story. His wife didn't want him to leave. She's upset that he returned. Now we're in Days of Our Lives and not just the NFL. And so with everything compacted in, it's going to stink if Tom Brady sucks. What a way to go out. And if he sucks this year, is he going to come back to suck again? Or is he going to try to redo? He's going to try, not redo is not the right word. Is he going to try another comeback? I hope not. Should have stayed away in February. 855-212-4CBS. Tom's calling from Chicago. Go ahead, Tom.
Oh, Jared, such a privilege to be on your show. Thank you for taking my call. I just got two brief things to say. You ready? Eberflus, Eberflus, beat the Packers forever. Eberflus, Edelweiss. Does it sound like Edelweiss? I don't know. I just composed it while I was on hold.
No, but I give you credit for actually doing that on air. What else you got?
Yeah, you got it, man. First of all, the Bears are going to go up there and, you know, get murdered. Forget about Devontae Adams' absence. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon, you know, Mr. Rogers, need I say more? It's unless, you know, Matthew Eberflus can actually come up with a doomsday game plan on a sloppy track, mind you, on a sloppy track. I mean, it's not rocket surgery. Then it's not brain science. It's not rocket surgery. Then the Bears will win. But otherwise,
okay,
forget about it. Forget about it. As we say here in Chicago, they're going to get murdered. So
okay,
that's my take on it. I imagine you shared the same sentiment. I just wanted to get that in. Thanks for taking my call. I love you guys.
Oh, thank you. We love you back, Tom. Thank you for calling from Chicago. Yeah, I agree with you. I think Aaron Rodgers is going to handle the Bears, as I told one of our prior callers, who's going to go up there and tailgate with a bologna sandwich and a piece of bread. Or I guess I guess that's how you would make a sandwich, a piece of bread, two pieces of bread. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers is going to do what he typically does. And then he's still going to be mad at his receivers afterwards. I don't think what is Aaron Rodgers ever happy about? Now that he got his $50 million, he ain't complaining about the Packers anymore. He's just running around complaining about everything going on Earth. Hey, Shep, have you ever heard him be happy and thrilled about anything?
And he's always happy with Pat McAfee.
Well, when he sits down, yeah.
Right. And when he's out doing like a Joe Rogan podcast or Bill Maher or something like that.
He's happy?
When he's talking politics and he's talking his conservative ways, he's happy, yes.
I heard him, what was he happy about? No, he was given... He's telling everybody how much he loved them, right? What was that? After he got paid, right?
Probably. Except for Devontae Adams, yes.
He's like, oh, I love my teammates and I love this. No, it was a moment of reflection, some type of whatever. After he did his panchakarma cleanse. Okay. He's going to be mad at somebody after the game. I can't wait for that. Derek is calling from Philly. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Derek?
Yeah, JR, I was entertained by that Edelweiss imitation. pretty creative there by that fellow in Chicago.
Do you want Tom's number?
I
can give you Tom's number. You want to call him?
Didn't think I'd hear that as a first-time caller tonight on the JR show. That was interesting.
You're welcome. Yeah. I try my best to have my callers come on and also be entertaining.
Now, I'm in Philadelphia. We have a big, for the early part of the season here, Monday night game, Eagles-Vikings, yes. NFC. The winner will be 2-0 on a good track for preseason predictions for either team. The talk here is that basically Jalen Hurts looks like he's improved, but he's running too much. Now, you're based in New York where you see a running quarterback in Daniel Jones.
I am not. Who's based in New York?
No, all right. CBS Sports Radio is based in New York. That's what I was getting.
Well, my ass is, how long you been listening to the show?
Well, I just got SiriusXM Satellite Radio a few days ago, so not long.
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta, man, okay? I'm from New York.
Oh, that's where you're doing? Oh, all right.
Yeah, but I also do the show wherever the hell I feel like it.
Well, duly noted.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be doing a show in Philly 2 weeks from now.
Oh, may I ask where? What are the logistics on that?
Whoa, you come up to the studio? You going to wait downstairs for me? You bringing me dinner? Goodness
yeah,
gracious.
Why the hell not? We got some good steakhouses here in Philadelphia.
I was born in Philly. You going to ask me for my blood type next?
You were. Maybe I know the hospital. So was I.
Man, listen, man, I am a man of the country, okay? I get around.
All right, so speaking of such.
Yes.
Hello?
I'm here. You're still here. I didn't hang up
okay.
on you yet.
All right, no problem. There's been some wild Super Bowl predictions, and your colleague Jody Mack, he's predicting the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Look, I don't see it. They should be improved. They got a nice young coaching staff that's building with a second-year head coach. But the quarterback is really the focal point here. And if he goes down, although you could say that about any NFL team that's a contender, but he seems like he's going to be running too much. Now, some are design runs, but it's not really a recipe for success. I like how Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, they work it in. It's a compliment to their passing ability, but I don't know with Jalen Hurts. What's your perspective
well,
what we, you've seen thus far?
We hear that about everybody who runs. Oh, they run too much. We hear that about Lamar Jackson. I mean, last season the Eagles led the entire world when it came down to rushing yards, and now you have a quarterback who, from all indications and everybody you hear from, he has improved as a passer. He's actually progressing through his reads. He ain't looking to run on the first option, and he's really moving into his only second full season, really now, as a starter. And so I'm not gonna fret and be all that worried and concerned that Jalen Hurts is gonna run so much that he runs us into the ground. I wouldn't worry about it.
It doesn't really bother me, but I see like what Patrick Mahomes did on Thursday Night Football. He scrambled enough on that one play and sidearmed a touchdown. He bought himself the time necessary because of the scrambling athleticism ability. And that's all anyone really wants to see from Jalen Hurts, not taking off for a couple were kneel downs, but it was officially 17 rushing attempts last week against the Lions. So.
The man has improved as a passer. They were able to bring in A.J. Brown, who's already started to pay dividends. You have Devontae Smith moving into another year, and now he looked like he'd been in the gym, and he's been eating Big Macs and Wawa. And so I wouldn't be all that concerned. Now, I love Jody Mack.
Yeah, Dolphins-Eagles, huh? What do you think?
In the Super Bowl?
Well, they met in the Super Bowl in the movie Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, back in 1992, if you'll recall.
That was a disgusting movie. Jody Mack said Dolphins-Eagles Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm. Even here on the Philadelphia affiliate for CBS, but he does a show every Monday and Tuesday.
I love
as well
Jody
as
Mack.
National show.
I love Jody Mack. Here's a quick, this is something that you'd find on the back of a Snapple bottle cap. Jody Mack's daughter found out about me on YouTube a million years ago and put Jody Mack onto me before I even got to radio.
Oh, how about, yeah, he speaks of his daughter often when he's on the air. You know, she used to be at the MLB Network or something.
Yeah. And God bless her. She watched me 10 years ago when I was on YouTube. So there you have it. Hey, Derek, I appreciate you. And when I come to Philly, just please don't look for me that hard, okay?
You got it. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Thank you so much, Derek, for calling from Philly. Yeah, it's just, what is it? I guess it makes sense. Shep, I'm the only person on, well, that's not true. I guess full-time I'm the only guy on CBS not in New York.
You're the only, okay, so Amy's in New York. I'm talking about the four-hour shows. Amy, New York, DA, New York. Jim Rome's 3 hours. He's L.A.
Right.
You're the only one who does a four-hour show that is not consistently based in New York, although you do a handful of shows in New York, though.
Yeah, but, I'll be in New York with you next week.
Exactly, but you are the only individual that doesn't consistently do New York shows for CBS Sports Radio that does a full four-hour weekday show.
Good. We need some representation from down here in the Southeast. Good.
Yeah, you need more than 28-3 being the narrative for the last 5 years. I agree. Something else needs to be talked about when it comes to Atlanta sports.
Watch your mouth.
Got it. By the way, I'm sorry to bring this up, but Matt Ryan getting 60,000 yards, second fastest to do that in NFL history. No one ever talks about this guy.
He's with the Colts now. He's in purgatory.
That's a fair point.
What are you supposed to say about him? He was in purgatory on his way out from here with the Falcons, and now he's with the Colts.
The Falcons are looking like they were too quick to say Julio was old there. JR. He ain't looking old these last week or so.
He's hurt already in practice this week.
I know he's questionable, but he looked damn young in week one, and you and I both know that.
It was 1 week.
People get young when they go away from Atlanta sports. That's what I'm saying.
Who else?
Well, that's a good point. Andrew Jones didn't look well in a Yankee uniform, I'll say that much. Chipper was
always
in Atlanta. Michael Vick, he had a renaissance in Philly, but we know why he left Atlanta in the first place.
Well, he didn't leave Atlanta, but anyway, keep going.
That's fair. I'm trying to think.
Going to Italy? I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah, Dominique. That's true. Okay, okay. Joe Johnson, I thought his best days were with the Hawks.
Joe Johnson can still play.
Yeah, I know.
FYI.
I know. He's still playing. So should Jamal Crawford, by the way.
Jamal Crawford needs to just do TV. No more runs. And what's that tall, skinny? I can't.
Chet Holmgren. You're not happy about how that pro-am went, are you?
No, I'm not. I can wait.
Yeah,
I can wait. Chet Holmgren will be around for how many years? He gonna play a million?
Listen, man, he's way too fragile. I get it, but you know what? We said the same thing about Sean Bradley. We said the same thing about KD. We said the same thing about Minute. He's gonna be okay. He's 19.
Okay.
Mark my words, JR. He'll be fine. He's just got to put on some pounds. He's still growing, by the way.
Yeah, he needs to go to Jameis Winston School of Health, doesn't he, right?
Where was the pain, Jameis?
Yeah, just pain. It was pain everywhere. So we got to keep on pushing through.
Oh, man. And then he could take Jameis Winston his anatomy class. If you sit in his class, what does that sound like?
Work my ankles. And you got certain things that we're all like, it's our body is so symmetrical, right? You got your wrists, and then what are your wrists on the bottom half? Your ankles, and you got your shoulders up top. What are your shoulders? Your hips, what I'm saying? You got your elbows. What are your elbows? Your knees, right? Like, so it's symmetrical and you just got to work different parts.
Mike, were you really sick this week? What was the problem?
I broke my back.
Spinal. Hey, Chet Holmgren. Pay attention. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm taking more of your calls this entire hour before I am forced to roll out. We'll talk about Robert Sarver as well. They're trying to roll his ass up on out the NBA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
In the building.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say, JR, you're the man. All these other radio shows, you hear the same boring stuff. And No, I'm saying I love how you bring them callers in.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Reef Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah. We've talked college football. We've talked NFL. And damn it, even Brett Favre. We had an opportunity to talk about him earlier on in the show and some of the potential ramifications as we go down the rabbit hole of where did Mississippi's welfare money go? And Brett Favre may not fully be out of the woods. We have to just wait and see what takes place there. Now, having said that, we also briefly mentioned the situation in the NBA with Robert Sarver, owner of the Phoenix Suns. I don't think I have to fully document everything that came out this week of him being a jackass and utilizing or using the N-word and being a bully in his own office and workplace. And he's been suspended for an entire year. He's been fined $10 million. We heard the statement released by LeBron James on Twitter. We got a more lightly worded statement by his own point guard and Chris Paul. Adam Silver put in his two cents, and he's just like, I can't just move the guy. He said there's a difference between being an owner and being just some regular employee anywhere. This is what Adam Silver had to say earlier in the week.
There's no neat answer here. I mean, it's other than owning property, the rights that come with owning an NBA team, you know, how that's set up within our Constitution, what it would take to remove that team, you know, from his control is a very involved process. And it's different than holding a job. It just is when you actually own a team. It's just a very different proposition.
Well, since then, we've gotten more pressure put on Robert Sarver to just poof and disappear. The NBA Players Association, their executive director, says this man needs to be banned for life from the NBA. PayPal, who happens to be one of the main sponsors for the Phoenix Suns, PayPal pays to have their logo on their jersey patch. They're paying him $3 million a year. Their CEO says our contract ends with the Phoenix Suns at the end of the season, and if Robert Sarver returns, we ain't returning with our money. We will not renew our contract. You even have one of the minority owners of the Phoenix Suns who says, you need to leave. You need to go. And so it's going to be very interesting over the next several weeks as we get closer to training camp and media day and go through the season and then even next year, whether or not Robert Sarver steps down, whether or not more sponsors say, we ain't rocking with the Suns. And I think more importantly, if you actually have the Suns say, as long as he's still here, we ain't playing. Forget about it. Throw it out the window. And so that situation continues to evolve. Robert Sarver is, if I were him, just leave. Sell the team. You're going to make money anyway. At least you can look at it that way. And I think if you've been a jerk and a jackass and a bully for this long, what do you care if you make a few billion dollars out the door? You don't have your play toy? It's one of those cases of rich folks just being absolutely ridiculous, thinking the entire world revolves around them. You'll make a few billion. Nobody is going to like you. Nobody will like you. You're not going to change anyone's opinion on you. Whether it's pulling somebody's pants down at a company event, or whether it's yelling at a coach in the locker room, I mean, you ain't changing nobody's opinion. So leave. I think that's simple. Also in the world of the NBA, this had me in stitches earlier today. Dennis Schroeder, point guard in the NBA. Black German point guard in the NBA. Dennis Schroeder is returning to the Los Angeles Lakers on a $2.6 million deal. There's a couple of things here. We know the Los Angeles Lakers, they just They just brought in Patrick Beverley. They still, for right now, have Russell Westbrook on the team. And now you're bringing in Dennis Schroeder, someone who has never seen a shot that he doesn't want to take. And I also have to remind you, this is the same Dennis Schroeder who 2 seasons ago, the Los Angeles Lakers say, hey, Dennis, here's $70, $80 million. Dennis Schroeder said no. And now he's coming back on a $2 million deal. I would be slapping the living hell out of myself every night. Thought he was going to get that big money, and now you're coming back to play for $2 million? Hilarious. Or sad, depending on how you want to look at it. And so it's going to be real interesting. What happens with the Lakers and their roster over the next several weeks? Because I don't see any way in hell that Westbrook, Schroeder, and Beverley are all on the team. And now there are even rumors about it. It's not even a rumor that if Russell Westbrook has to stay, that they want to pull him off the bench. Yeah, this is pure drama. It's not Robert Sarver type drama, but the Lakers always making things interesting. A lot of fun. 855-212-4CBS. Nate is calling from Pittsburgh, PA. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Hey, Nate, you're live on the radio. Turn your radio down and go on ahead.
Yep.
Okay, yep. No, you're no longer on the radio. I'll remind everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take a break. I'm going to get to more of your calls before I have to roll out.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm a new listener, but a long-time radio personality over the years, and you're just enlightening.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm looking forward to this. This is going to be a lot of fun. Hey, Shep, we were just talking about it in the break. And one of our callers, he said, oh, you're going to be in Philly? Yeah, I'm going to be at Philly. I'm going to be at Drexel in a couple of weeks. I am embarking, starting Tuesday, on my fall 2022 Media for the Movement tour. Now, if anyone's not familiar, at this time last year, I went to 25 schools all across North America, and I was at Florida State. Congratulations to the Noles. I know they won tonight. Florida State, Notre Dame, Tulane. I was up at Bentley in Massachusetts. Who else was I at? Springfield. I don't want to start naming more schools. I'm going to leave some. I'm not going to name all 25, but we went all over the country. And I had a great time talking to the students about how to get involved in media, sports media, just my experiences in sports media, especially starting off on YouTube in 2009 and moving into television and radio and nationally here on CBS and local in New York on WFAN, local here in Atlanta on 92.9 and mornings on V103. And so being able to share that experience is awesome. And so we also partnered up with Special Olympics because as media changes, everybody wants to punch each other in the mouth. And you got to yell and you got to fight and you got to argue and you got to put a line in the sand and put out some boxing gloves and just fight it out. And I think we ignore the element of humanity when we have a lot of these conversations. And so I believe in treating people like people. And so Special Olympics joined in on the conversation last year, and we were able to talk about the importance of just being able to think about other people and be inclusive and think outside the box when you think about media. And so that was an amazing tour that we did last fall. The responses were great from staff and students. We got a lot of great callers who chimed in as well as I was on the road last year. And we're getting ready to do it again. And so Experian helped me out last year because Experian, the credit company, they also believe in inclusion, especially financial inclusion, education. And so they're down to help me out again as I go school to school, college to college, university to university, and just talk about sports media, inclusive health, and just letting everybody know how you can hopefully earn a living and not be a jerk in the process. So that's going to be fun. So we're going to start the tour off on Tuesday at Fordham University in the Bronx, New York, where I was raised. So that's going to be fun to be back home at Fordham for a couple of days. And Shep, I look forward to being with you in the studio in New York City for a few days as well, man.
Yes, I'm here, Jay. I'm very excited. That's going to be Monday, Tuesday. You're in studio. Wednesday, by chance, as well?
Yeah, possibly. We'll see. I don't know. Depends how things roll. I mean, I've seen what's going on in New York City, man. I saw a guy take out an axe in McDonald's the other day, so I ain't necessarily rushing to stick around.
Was he 5 minutes late to, the breakfast menu? Is that what happened? You remember that scene with Michael Douglas, right? In that movie where he missed out 5 minutes on the breakfast menu and all hell broke loose?
No, I never said, what? No, what is this?
Gotcha. No, basically, it's the little things that really, push people over the edge. And Michael Douglas showed up late 5 minutes to get breakfast. They weren't serving breakfast. They said, you're 5 minutes late. And then he pulled out a piece of machinery and went off. So
no, okay. These are just five guys at McDonald's who wanted to fight and slap each other until one guy went into his bag and pulled out an axe.
It's ridiculous.
I'll send you the video.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's a wild world. I don't know if my tour would work with that individual. He probably needs a little bit more help than I can provide.
It's a good start, though.
Yeah, it is. I'll decline politely. So I'll be at Fordham next week, and then where the hell are we going to be? I'll be in Philadelphia with my friends at Drexel University, and we got a whole bunch of schools coming up all over North America. I'm not going to drop names, but we are basically going to stop everywhere, every corner of the country. We're going to have you covered. Let's get to more of your calls before I roll out. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, JR, and you and Shep, true professionals, and I really enjoyed what you just said and everything. Really, really hit home. As you're talking about being from Philadelphia, as we go up to Wildwood, New Jersey every year, there's a name, Jerry Blavitt. I'm sure you know that name from Philadelphia. But your show got really interesting. You got people singing. You've got calling in from Alaska, rooting for the Giants. I'm sure what's her name turned all electricity off after she lost that stumble bum Palin.
Oh, no. But,
yeah, I'm sure she'd do that. You know how they are. But no, the tour, that sounds great. Minnesota's going to beat Philadelphia and Lamar Jackson. I wish he played for the Redskins. But I notice you're getting a lot of calls from people in D.C. I'd like to see you move there.
I spend a little bit more time in D.C. Mm-hmm. and Virginia than people would ever realize. But, I love everybody in D.C. I love everybody listening on the Ticket Fan. I love it.
You know, we had and they used to call them DJs. I'm old school, and I think a lot of your callers can remember old Griffith Stadium. But we had a guy named Bobby Bennett. He was named the Burner. He used to be on WSD and WL Radio. But you and him sound alike and everything. But I tell you, this show, and no BS, this show, and Shep does a hell of a job, too. You got to give him credit. You and him are a good team. You really, I mean that. But you bring out the best in people, and you tell it like it is. And when you say jackasses, and you're being mild by saying it. But I wish the hell they could get out of, get them off the owner of the teams. And we got one with the Reds, Snyder here. And
Daniel Snyder's the king of them, man. He's
yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah, yeah. He's awful.
JR, this is appreciated, and You're going to name Jerry Blavitt? Does that name mean something to you? Old school, rock and roller from Philadelphia.
Well, I was too young at that point. I was in New York City by that point. At that time.
Okay. Well, again, I really appreciate this show. And
thank you.
And keep up the good work. And Shep, you're doing a hell of a job too. And Baltimore is going to. Oh, by the way, Maryland quarterback is the brother of the Miami quarterback, and they'll probably be out drinking Saturday night after Maryland beats SMU. And I think Baltimore can really stick it to them. So who knows? We'll see. But
thank you, again, Chris. Enjoy the games over the weekend, okay?
Thanks, JR. Keep up the good work.
The
you
best.
Are terrific. Bye-bye.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Chris, for calling from Maryland. And shout-outs to everybody listening in the entire area on the Fan, on what else we got up there? I think that's the Fan, the red and white. I've been up there. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Chris. He's calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma. What's up, Chris?
JR, Shep, thanks for taking my call, as usual. It's kind of find it odd to be following another Chris.
Okay.
I'll try and drop my voice down a bit. Oh, main thing I want to say is I reiterate what you say on Tom Brady. I hope this isn't how he's going to go out. You know, as I've told you, I'm you know, a fan of them fans, but you can do nothing but respect what Tom Brady has done, and it would be sad for him to go out. Like you say, not living up to his own expectations, which have been there since that chip was put on his shoulder, since everybody passed on him five times, and the Patriots finally decided, you know, hey, let's take a chance on this kid in the sixth round. But it's that drive, though, that I worry, like you say, Shep, JR, if he doesn't perform, then he's going to want to come back next year to prove TB12 can do it. I know it would. I'm saying I agree with you that that would be the saddest of the scenarios. You know, I'm hoping they make the playoffs and, of course, get knocked out. I mean, I am a Miami Dolphin fan, and, you know, Tom Brady needs to go down. Oh, but, like I said, with the career he's had, you can do nothing but respect it. Six rings. I mean, enough said. He's done. Go ahead.
He could have stepped away last year, and nobody would feel no different about him. It's just whatever's driving him on the inside. But he wants to win again, so there you have it.
It's that drive that's been there since, like I said, everybody in the league passed on him five times, and everybody but the Patriots passed on him this, you know, for six. It's why. Talent only takes you so far. Drive is what makes you that superstar that takes you, I think, to that level where you will give up on your family life. I mean, that's starting to come around, it looks like, and maybe bite him in the behind. And he needs to take a look around because let me tell you something. I sure wouldn't mess up that situation if I was him.
Well, you know, that is that's the interesting part. Oh, that's a devious laugh there, Chris.
I'm sorry. Well, I was just telling the fact that, like I said, Giselle still makes more bank than he does, and that is one fine-looking woman. He's got wonderful kids. I mean, Tom needs to take a look around and go, you know what? Tom's life is great. Tom should take him a year off, make the wife happy, and then get up in some booth with them chiseled, dimpled looks of his and the knowledge. Can you imagine getting to listen to him analyze a game? I think that would be
it's gonna be fun. And thank you, Chris, for calling from Tulsa. We're getting ready to not even come up against the break. We're getting ready to be out of here completely. Listen, I have no idea, and no one knows what's gonna take place with Tom Brady. Nobody. This is what we do know. He has a standing offer here, and it's not an offer. It's signed. They announced it. $375 million for Tom Brady to sit up in the booth for the next 10 years. At this pace, we will hear Tom Brady call football. Let's say he starts next year until he's, what, 56, 57? He's pushing 60? I mean, these type of deals, I'm sure if Tom Brady spoke to Rupert Murdoch and said, hey, I don't want to do it anymore, they'd be like, all right, fine. They wouldn't sue him or take him to court, but he got options. He could stay at home with his family. He's declined that option. He can play football again. Who's clamoring to see Tom Brady play more football? I don't think most people care at this point. And then he could just go into the booth, like, pick one. Whatever he does, I hope he's fine. Hope his family's fine. Outside of that, I could care less because it's none of my business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Shep, thank you again for an amazing night and amazing week.
My pleasure as always, JR. Thank you, sir.
No doubt about it. What you got going on for the weekend?
And me, man, I'm just chilling and just enjoying the single life at 35, if there is such a thing.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Appreciate it.
Go out in New York, couple play, go out.
I appreciate that. I will, man.
Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Okay? I don't have the money for drinks, but I can drink.
Yeah, well, you got to go down to Texas and, you know, get one of them fancy lunches that they pay for.
Austin, Texas, I would be so down for that.
Yeah, $17,000. The college will pay for it, okay?
Sounds good.
Piece of cake, all right? We'll be back with you Monday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. It is a wrap. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. I hope you have a tremendous weekend. Enjoy the football. Enjoy the games. Be safe. Be well. But don't go anywhere. Emmanuel Barbari, he's up next to you. I like him. Here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you, Shep.